Okay, so we are learning Klal Vav, Din Vav, that the Chofetz Chaim gave us three examples of when a person will not be innocent, from the Iser of listening to Lashon Hara. And he said that if a person finds himself in a situation where they're speaking Lashon Hara and he doesn't want to have the Lashon Hara, he doesn't want to listen to the Lashon Hara, in that case, he's not going to be over the Iser of saying Lashon Hara, of listening to Lashon Hara, even though it goes into his ears, but he's not Mechaven. And even though it's a Psik Reisha, for sure it's going to happen, but since it's a Psik Reisha without a Maisa, so he proved from the Gemara in Psochim, that's Mutta, even if it's a Psik Reisha. He says, Bamedva Mamurim, when is this talking about? We're going back to Sivav. Bamedva Mamurim, Be'esh Yoshe Benem, Lidibru Oz Diburim Huasurim. That's all talking about that at the time that he went to sit at that table, they weren't already speaking Lashon Hara. V'gam ata ein yochel l'shtamid mehem. And now also he can't get away. Aval im ba'esh yiroitz aleisha b'neim kvar hischilu l'dabit diburim asurim. If when you walk to the group, they're already speaking Lashon Hara, so in that case, since they're speaking Lashon Hara and you're going into a situation where you're going to hear Lashon Hara, then that's not considered that the Lashon Hara is coming by itself into your ear. That's considered you're doing a maisa there to go hear Lashon Hara. And therefore, you don't have the heter anymore of Einu Miskaven on that, since it's Pesach Reisha. So the first case, you're being over in Isa Doraisa, to go to a group that already started speaking Lashon Hara, even if you're not going to, you don't want to hear it. And you're going to not move, make a sound. You're not going to show any indication you're happy. You'll be over the Isa Doraisa of listening to Lashon Hara. The second case, he says, "Oh, shu yochel ishamit v'leilach miitam v'hu misatzel bozeh." Or a second example, he says, let's say a person didn't go to a place where they were speaking Lashon Hara, and he wasn't in a place where it was expected to be Lashon Hara, but they are speaking Lashon Hara, and he could leave, but he's not leaving. In that case, he's not doing a maisa, so he's not being over the iser of kabbalas Lashon Hara. But in that case, still, he's doing something wrong, as we'll see. And the third case is, oh, shumakim mikvar leilu anoshim b'tivam shehemi bali aloshan shechukosim tamid ladabim minus chaveri ehem v'hoylich v'yoshu b'neim. They're not speaking Lashon Hara now, so I'm not doing any avera of a maisa, of listening to Lashon Hara. I'm sitting down at the table now, they haven't started yet, now they start speaking Lashon Hara. And I knew that he was the kind of people that it's a good chance they're going to speak Lashon Hara. So he says, Av shelo yisayei el devarim klal, even if he doesn't help at all. In other words, he sits there like a stone. Velo nicha le bohem, and he's not happy, and he wishes they would stop. Afel pikein poshea mikri kibaisam. He's considered a poshea. He's considered somebody who is rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though he is not being over the Iser per se of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. She'ovar al divrei Chazal shetzivu lehisrachek mishmiyas dvarim she'ein magunim. Because Chazal commanded us that we should plug our ears and not listen to something of Lashon Hara, and he's not doing that, so he's not listening to what Chachamim said. Chachamim said that's called a pesheya. V'kol shkeinu mevchavin lishmo es divreim, then unfortunately God lavonim and so. But if he actually wants to hear their words, he's mechaven to listen, then he's being over the Yisra D'Raisa of listening to Lashon Hara, even though he didn't do any act. And upstairs in Shemayim, he's going to be carved out and written, B'Shem Ish Rasha U'Bal Lashon Hara. He's going to have that title. B'ni, so this was the Tzavor of Eliezer God. Bini, al teishe b'chaburas ha'omrim rami chavreim. Don't sit in a group of people that are speaking Lashon Hara. Ki kishadvar meilum l'mala b'seif nechtavim, because when the words go up, they're written. V'chol ha'omdim sham, and anybody who's present, nechtavim b'shem chaburas resha. They're considered a chabura of resha. Uvalei Lashon Hara. Al kein tzarech odom l'srachik ma'oid ma'oid mechabura ro kazu. Person has to be very careful which table he sits at a bar mitzvah, at a dinner. Mm-hmm. So the Chofetz Chaim said three examples. He said one case was they were speaking when you came. The second was they weren't speaking when you came. They're speaking, but you didn't get up and leave. And the third case was you went to a place where at this point they're not speaking Lashon Hara, but there's a good chance they're going to be speaking Lashon Hara. So he said three stories. So he said, Vida in the Be'er Mayim Chaim in column two, he says, of Sifkat and Yudches, he says, Vida, Da'av she'kolalti kol ha'gimel tzirim ke'echad, she'over al-divrei chazal. Even though each one of these cases, the person transgressed, Ein kavanosi rak loyma she'zeh yesh b'shloshtan. I mean to say that all three are considered poshim. But be'emes yesh chiluk rabbeinem, but there's a big difference between the three cases. V'hu. The Betzir HaRisha, in the first case, that they were speaking Lashon Hara and you went to sit down to a place where you didn't want to hear the Lashon Hara, but you went and sat there. Over Gamal Isa Shmias Lashon Hara Midraisa. Then you're over in Isa Deraisa, the Psikreshu, because you knew it was going to happen, and therefore your walking there is considered a Maisa, of which is considered like a Kavana. Vegam over Allah Say the Voicidbok. And you're also over in Avera. It says Uvoy Sidbak, you're supposed to be commit, attach yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. Obviously, if you go and to connect yourself to people who speak Lashon Hara, you're transgressing that mitzvah. The Torah says Uvoy Sidbak, to connect yourself to the right people. If you go to the wrong people, you're being over, you're transgressing that mitzvah. Ubatir HaGimel, in the third case, where you know they're going to be speaking, Milvad she'over al divrei Chazal, besides that he's over in the words of Chazal, that he doesn't plug his ears. Over gamken al haseh hanav. If you go and sit down in a group where you know they're going to probably speak Lashon Hara, then again you're over the asay of a voice sidvak. Uvetzir ha'imtzai, but in the middle case, they weren't speaking Lashon Hara, and you didn't expect Lashon Hara. So you weren't over the Isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, because they weren't speaking when you went. You're not interested, you don't want to hear what they're saying. You're not over the Iser of Uvoy Sidvak, because you didn't go to a group of Bali Aveira. You didn't know there's any Aveira here, that these people would speak Lashon Hara. But they happened to start speaking Lashon Hara. He says, if it's here, say, ain't over Filasei, Moshka Safti, Velenishol of Rak, Mashavadiri Chazal Biksubis. But nevertheless, even though you're not over the assay of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, and the Lois assay, and you're not over the assay of a voice idvok, but Lamaisa, the Chachamim said, we want you to be proactive, and we want you to plug your ears, and you're not doing it. So he says, then you're over al divri chazal b'ksubis. On that Gemara of Ksubis that says, what should a person do? If a person hears Lashon Hara, he should plug his ears. The kibin sheyuchal lishamit mehem shle yishnu ba'azna, dover sheyna hagud. Since you could get away, whoever al zeni doesn't, whoever bazel divri chazal. So you're transgressing the words of Chazal, even though you're not being over actually the lav of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. So in Sifkot and Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says, Vida, the Keshem Shekasav Nishbishem Apoiskim, Dimenat Torah, also Laham and Divrei Gnushim Saban al Chavreim. Just like we said, that you're not allowed to believe anything Lashon Hara somebody says about someone else. Kain Hadin, Afilim Yodea Shadrom Shesipul Yuemis. Even if you know what he said is true, Ach Yesh, Behem Litzadeh Lakan Ulakan, Vamisapra Loidonois Lakav Choiva, So Chofetz Chaim says, let's say you know Hitaka went into the McDonald's. He went into that place, right? So now you could say, oh, he went into McDonald's and he probably bought something trafe. Or you could say he went in there because he was really dying of thirst and he had to buy a soda. So it's true that Hitaka went into McDonald's. And this guy is saying he went into McDonald's and Mistama, he's not a nice guy because I'm sure he bought something not kosher. So that person was danim lekav chayva. But you, even though it's true he went in, but you have an obligation to be dan lekav schus. You have an obligation to say to yourself, I'm sure he only did, the only thing he did was buy taka soda there. So he says, v'oivra al zeh v'ein adonis lekav schus. So the question is, now this person transgressed the mitzvah of betzedek tishpat asami secha. So he's supposed to judge him favorably. He didn't judge him favorably. So he was over that Iser. Is he over the Iser of Lashon Hara? So that's the Chofetz Chaim is telling us here. Lo yidai she'over al betzedek tishpat asami secha. Not only that, elu gam kein b'chlal b'shem b'kabal Lashon Hara. In other words, it's also the Iser of Lashon Hara. Even though with L'chayra, that's only a result of being over the Aveira, over the mitzvah of betzedek tishpat, nevertheless, and And that's what the Chofetz Chaim proved from the taste of Miriam. Miriam wasn't Dan Moshe Rabbeinu L'Kavzkos. Had Miriam been right in the way she judged, it would not have been Lashon Hara. But L'maisa, she erred in her judgment, and it's called Lashon Hara. Not only that she didn't judge L'Kavzkos.